The City of La Crosse is the latest to learn remote-controlled engines are being used in the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad Yard to help ground crews couple and uncouple cars and throw switches. Mayor John Bettinger says for now the engines are only being used on railroad property. Bettinger worries they could soon run through the city.
You know, it's a kind of a brave new world out there, but the thought of trains without a conductor, without an engineer, without a caboose going 100 miles an hour down a track is not necessarily comforting.
Mettinger says unions got him involved because of the potential job loss. Railroad spokesperson Steve Forsberg in Kansas City says the engines are safer. Forsberg says they've reduced injuries to ground crews by 70%.
They would use radio communications or hand signals to signal to an engineer in the cab as to when to move the cut of cars. And oftentimes there were communication problems, and those people on the ground would sometimes get struck by a cut of cars. They sometimes were run over, would have a limb amputated, and on rare occasions suffer a fatality.
Forsberg says no BNSF engineer has lost a job because of remote-controlled engines. He says the engineers' union is raising the issue in communities as a last-ditch effort since it lost a court battle with United Transportation Workers who now handle the job. Forsberg says there's no plan to use remote-controlled engines outside the rail yards. However, CSX Transportation recently announced it will use the remote-controlled locomotives between the railroad's Northside Yard in Jacksonville, Florida, and the Anheuser-Busch plant, a 7-mile trip with 12 railroad crossings. The La Crosse City Council will investigate the matter further. The Superior City Council recently passed a resolution against the trains. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.